and it was a weed or something down there we never did find out. But every time we'd put cattle down there, we'd lose from 1 to 3 cattle. We'd just find them dead. Well, we knew it was a weed or something that was deadly poison, but we never could find out what it was.
Did you ever hear of laurel?
No, sir.
That's supposed to have berries that will kill them. So I've heard. I've never checked it, but people have told me that there's... It's like a rhododendron or something like that. And
I don't remember of even having a bush around here, but calling by that name. The only berry bush that we got, I don't know what berry bush we got today for, do you?
I think that's
How about, do you have a bush that turns bright red in the fall?
Shoemake bush.
Oh, yeah, shoemake. Well, now, a shoemake, yeah, shoemake there, and it has a bunch of seeds, and quail really loves that shoemake.
So that must not be poison seed.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned
I can always see my daddy now. We'd go out there, he said, "Gonna patch, yeah, let's go over there, there's a couple of birds around there." Coming up, we'd find a couple of birds if they were feeding time.
You mentioned the other day having poison, was it ivy or oak?
Yes, the poison ivy. It's a vine that grows up on trees. And some people there, it's hurried one of them.
I don't have to touch it.
And I can
be 10 feet away and look at it and I'll get it.
It breaks out into a rash. And
just little fine pimples and itch. And if you scratch it and break those little pimples, it's kind of a water blister like. It'll spread. And everywhere you scratch and that water runs, you're going to break out again.
Now, does this have 3 leaves?
The 3 leaf.
Well, what is poison oak then?
That's the same thing.
Oh, it's just a different
name. In other words, there are some people, we call it here, instead of calling it poison ivy, we call it poison oak.
There is one of it that is...
The proper name is poison ivy, but us country people call it poison oak.
It has 5 leaves, and we've always called it the same, but the 5 leaf is not poisonous, but the 3 leaf is.
Well, to me, with its 5, 3 leaves or whatnot, I can climb a tree with stuff and it won't even take me.
Well, now, the 5 leaf doesn't bother me. It's the 3 leaf that I break out from.
I didn't know this thing is a 5 or 3 leaf because it never has bothered me.
The 5 leaf is on this... locust tree right out here that we have a clothesline tied to. And the 3 leaf is on that cedar tree out yonder by the dog pen.
I thought it's all the same to me.
You sound as if you've done some research in that.
that I hadn't, because it doesn't affect me, because I used to coon hunt lots and climbed every tree, I guess, in Spring Creek Bottom and Hatchie Bottom. It always carried me to climb. Clown kicked the coon out and missed a fight.
You was talking about the dishes that we eat. The kids, back when I was growing up, we didn't get to sit in the chairs like kids do today. We'd on benches. And it was always on the back side of the table.
I see. Was it, was this for every meal?
Yes.
Every meal. Not just when company.
Every meal.
Back in those days there on Sunday there, most likely you either went somewhere or you had company coming in. And the kids went out in the yard and played until the people got through eating, the grown people got through eating. And they'd call the kids in with him.
Oh, I see.
And so, you know, when you've heard